540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a misdemeanor charge now from an incident back in August. 8th Assembly District Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez has been charged with disorderly conduct in Milwaukee County, allegedly stemming from the August threats. WisPolitics reports that the alleged threats from Ortiz-Velez were in emails threatening to expose Representative Priscilla Prado's personal issues and that they came during a fight over Hispanic Heritage resolutions. According to the complaint, Ortiz-Velez pressured the Hispanic caucus through other lawmakers, saying she'd hit the media with dirt about inappropriate actions unless they gave in. If convicted, penalties could reach 90 days in jail or a $1,000 fine. She'll appear in court March 6th. She's been out of the Democratic caucus since September over prior accusations. She is seeking re-election. Just last week, another Democrat, Ismael Luna, announced his primary bid against Ortiz-Velez. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Officials with Milwaukee Public Schools say they're considering delaying teacher cost of living raises to help close a $46 million budget deficit. It comes as the teachers' union seeks a roughly 2.6% increase set to begin in July. The proposal led to tense moments at a recent budget meeting as educators voiced frustration over potential cuts. District leaders cite declining enrollment and insufficient state funding as contributing factors. The budget must be finalized by the end of May. Officials say postponing all inflationary raises until next year would help MPS save about $20 million. He's not done yet. Assembly Speaker and Racine Representative Robin Voss says he's vowing to fight a new lawsuit from education groups that call Wisconsin's school funding system unconstitutional. The suit filed Monday in Eau Claire County Court claims the setup denies kids equal access to a solid education, doesn't spend enough on special ed reimbursements, and breaks a state Supreme Court ruling by pouring nearly $700 million into private school vouchers. Voss calls the lawsuit a baseless attack by liberal activists aimed at killing the popular voucher program. Another Milwaukee restaurant owner is retiring and shutting down her business. The owner of Highlands Cafe, Sandy Murphy, announced on social media that she's going to close the restaurant at the end of March. Highlands has been around for about 20 years, and Murphy called serving the community one of the greatest privileges of her life. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows voters in Wisconsin are clearly undecided in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race and in both party primaries for the gubernatorial election. In a presentation on Wednesday, Charles Franklin, the director of the Marquette Law School poll since 2012, said with just 6 weeks remaining until the nonpartisan ballot in April, 66% of the polled voters don't know who they will support for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice between liberal Chris Taylor and conservative Maria Lazar.
There is a small difference. Lazar is at 12% support and Taylor at 17, so a 5-point Taylor advantage, and that big 66 out to the side.
The same can be said for the gubernatorial primaries coming up in August. In the Republican primary for governor, 35% of the voters support Tom Tiffany, 2% support his challenger, Andrew Mansk, and 63% are undecided. On the Democratic side, 65% of the voters polled haven't picked a candidate. Francesca Hong is the frontrunner with 11%, Mandela Barnes is close behind at 10%, and Sarah Rodriguez comes in third place with 6% of the vote. The remaining five Democratic candidates have 5% support or below.
So the point to take away from this is this has less to do with the individual vagaries of the race and has a lot to do with the fact that Wisconsin voters just haven't tuned in to any of this year's elections here in February.
The survey of 818 registered Wisconsin voters was conducted between February 11th and 19th. It has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.3. The Wisconsin State Assembly passed proposed legislation last week seeking to add protections for news coverage and free speech from bogus lawsuits. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
The anti-SLAPP, or Strategic Lawsuits Against Public Participation bill, passed on a voice vote in the Assembly and now moves to the State Senate for consideration. Lawmakers say the goal of the bill is to prevent the use of costly and time-consuming litigation as a tool to limit free speech or retaliate against a news organization for their coverage. If passed into law, the anti-SLAPP bill would create a more efficient process for courts to quickly dismiss lawsuits it deems were filed to target protected speech or discourage civic participation. Such lawsuits typically do not have a legitimate legal basis, but are filed simply to punish an individual or organization by forcing them to engage in the expensive and lengthy legal process to defend themselves. The bill would also allow the prevailing parties to recover attorney fees and require a prompt hearing. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Unfortunately, school shootings happen across the country. In Madison, two people were killed at the Abundant Life Christian School in December of 2024. Now, one Northeast Wisconsin county is taking a more proactive approach in dealing with these tragic situations. Civic Media's Bob Nelson reports.
School leaders from across Fond du Lac County recently met to talk about the unthinkable. How best to pool resources for an active shooter or tragic scenario in a school setting. Ripon School Superintendent Ron Rivard says they'd like to train one or two people from each district to help with reunifying parents and kids during such an event.
In the midst of that, you want to be able to take care of your people and to have other professionals that are coming in that are trained to be able to help just manage all of the logistics of reunifying families and helping navigate that whole situation, I just think is a good idea.
There are nearly 60 schools across the Fond du Lac County. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
Wisconsin could lose a seat in Congress after the 2030 census. Population estimates show faster growth in other states, especially in the South, which could shift several House seats away from the Midwest. Experts say that while Wisconsin's representation may shrink, it would still be one of the most competitive swing states in national politics. Republicans now hold 6 of Wisconsin's 8 congressional seats. Legal challenges over the state's district map are pending before Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Is brine best? A recent UW-Madison research project suggests it may be. The research led by Traffic Operations and Safety Laboratory, or TOPS Lab, shows salt brine used between 40% and 72% less salt than traditional rock salt. Salt brine is a mixture of granular salt and water used to keep roads clear before or during winter weather. Field testing evaluated operational and safety performance on parallel roads in 2 Wisconsin counties. Salt brine was applied in one direction, and the traditional granular rock salt was applied in the opposite direction. Results showed nearly equal road performance between the salt brine and the rock salt highway sections. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Packers preparing for the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says the team spoke to a number of college defensive linemen.
We had about 11 interviews last night, and hearing these guys' stories, I mean, it's always really kind of an interesting look into the person, and I enjoy that part of it.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Cavaliers at 5-serve form, 118-116. Cleveland, unable to score at the buzzer, Doc Rivers.
I think I told our team, like, we'll take the win, and I thought we played great except for a 4-minute stretch. We had a 12-point lead, turned the ball over 3 times or 2 times, and then ran a poor play, and then it's a 1-point game. You know, we kind of messed with the game in that way, but we still won.
College hoops, the Badgers losing in Oregon, 85-71. Nick Boyd, just 11 points. Baseball, the Brewers, a 13-12 win over the Giants. Bryce Durang with 2 home runs, including a grand slam with 5 runs batted in. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high right around 41 this afternoon. Tonight, it will be clear. We'll drop to 29 tomorrow. Sunshine and a lot warmer with a high of 56. Then it's going to get a lot colder with a little light snow by Saturday into Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.